The Global Water Strategy was released on November 1st in 2017. It was the culmination of a year's work by many of the people in this room to set the direction for the United States government's work on international water issues. We addressed three major challenges in that strategy. The first challenge is that there are many countries where a significant portion of the population still lacks access to safe drinking water and sanitation. Nearly 2 billion people worldwide lack access to water that is safe to drink, and nearly 4 billion lack access to safely manage sanitation services. This is not only a threat to human health, but a factor in migration, civil unrest, and terrorist recruitment. The second challenge is water insecurity. By 2030, more than half the world's population will still be living under water-stressed conditions. Many countries will not have enough water to meet domestic, industrial, and environmental water needs. These countries are fundamentally water insecure and risk increased fragility or failure. The third challenge the strategy addresses is the possibility of conflict over water. More than 270 water basins worldwide are shared by two or more countries. As water resources become scarce and variable, tensions over shared waters are likely to grow, increasing the potential for conflict at the local and regional level. As I mentioned, the strategy was developed over the course of a year by the Interagency Water Working Group. The group includes representatives from more than 20 U.S. government agencies and departments. Many of them are represented in the room here today among you, and I want to take this opportunity to recognize your extraordinary efforts in pulling the strategy together. The overarching goal of the strategy is to create a more water-secure world. Simply put, a world where people have the water they need, where they need it, when they need it, without living in fear of floods or droughts. The Global Water Strategy has four strategic objectives that are aligned with the challenges I laid out. One, to promote sustainable access to safe drinking water and sanitation services, and the adoption of key hygiene behaviors. Two, to encourage the sound management and protection of freshwater resources. Three, to reduce conflict by promoting cooperation on shared waters. And four, to strengthen water sector governance, finance, and institutions. To achieve these objectives, the United States is building capacity, investing in infrastructure, promoting science, technology, innovation, and information, mobilizing financial resources, engaging diplomatically, and strengthening partnerships, intergovernmental organizations, and the international community. So what does all of this mean? We have more than 20, as I said, U.S. government agencies working on water in more than 60 countries. We have U.S. experts working to strengthen and reform U.N. agencies and international financial institutions working on water. And we have U.S. diplomats working quietly behind the scenes to support riparian government efforts to cooperate over water. This is what we are excited to present to you today. And I am so pleased that we, again, will be joined here this morning by the EPA Administrator, Andrew Wheeler, and USAID's Deputy Administrator, Bonnie Glick. EPA is at the forefront of safeguarding U.S. waters and has been a critical part of our efforts to strengthen the international community's efforts on drinking water, wastewater treatment, and protecting water quality. USAID has been the United States' leader in sector reform and in building the capacity and creating the environment to successfully move countries towards a more water-secure and self-reliant future. an effort I saw most recently firsthand in Bangladesh, where the challenges are many. You will hear from them, and then you will hear from other experts who have been working over the past year to implement the President's Global Water Strategy. We also encourage you to read more about what U.S. government agencies have accomplished under the Global Water Strategy by looking at the new Global Water Strategy web platform, which can be found on USAID's Global Waters website and on the State Department's water webpage. There are handouts announcing this new web platform available just outside the room. Through all of this, there is one message that will be self-evident but bears repeating. We could not do this without the support of all of you. This is not a problem that the United States will solve alone. It is through partnerships where we can leverage our respective strengths, where we will be most successful. And that's the message for today. These are hard problems, but they are problems that matter, and so they are problems worth tackling head on. And I'm convinced that by working together, we can achieve a more water-secure future. Again, thank you very much. I wish you all a productive and informed day. Thank you.